Brent Reeds from The Australian. We are very Melbourne Storm-centric here. You're either inside the camp, Brent, or you're outside the camp. And Dave Donohue's decided to jump outside the camp. They're not going to make it easy for him to get to the Brisbane Broncos. What can you tell us? Good morning.
Nah. How are you guys? Yeah, it's all a bit tawdry and sad, isn't it? Obviously, they were in court yesterday, the Victorian Supreme Court. The hearing's got to continue. There's a fair bit to play out in this. And obviously, Melbourne want to protect their secrets. That's the essence of this. They think Dave sort of left under circumstances where he shouldn't have, and it didn't play out the way they thought it should, and they're pretty upset with him. So it's got a bit messy, and it's going to continue to be messy.
People leave in the AFL regularly from an administrative point of view, and it doesn't appear to be this sort of issue. Dave has signed a non-compete in his contract, a six-month non-compete, which would suggest he couldn't start until August anyway. I mean, is it as easy and cut and dried as that?
No, it's not. Look, I think Dave thinks that clause is invalid, and there were some things done that invalidated. He's owed money by Melbourne, or he argues he's owed money by Melbourne up to $80,000, and his one of his arguments is that that should invalidate that clause. Obviously, I think part of this is he's going to Brisbane, and we all know the acrimony between Melbourne and Brisbane. They're fighting out the Craig Bellamy. There's talk Cameron Smith's in Brisbane's sight, so they're two clubs that don't particularly get on. They're big clubs. They're powerful clubs, two of the biggest clubs in the game. And, I think there's a bit of, ego and that sort of thing going on as well here. So, it's not, as I said, it's not going to be easy. It's going to play out over a fair bit of time, I think, unless Brisbane come to the party or Dave finds a way to settle some form of compensation with Melbourne. That's the only way I can see this ending pretty quickly.
Hey, Brent, at the heart of their argument yesterday in court, it was this, that Donohue has a pre-existing relationship, this is straight out of the Herald Sun, with Bellamy, and is aware of the terms that Melbourne Storm is prepared to offer Mr. Bellamy. So is it your understanding that the Broncos are still up to their ears in a negotiation with Craig Bellamy?
Oh, no doubt. They're still waiting to hear what Craig wants to do. They're still in the thick of it. There's obviously potentially for another 12 months as head coach. If he doesn't want to do that, there's a job there for him in some form, whether it's a coaching director or on the board, involved in their corporate side of things up in Queensland. So, and they know that Brisbane's in the thick of it and pushing hard to get Craig Bellamy up there to help them out. So, there's no doubt and we saw it in the court documents, there's no doubt that the fight for Craig Bellamy's got a bit to do with this as well.
How disruptive will this be for, obviously, the Broncos, because they thought that they had a new CEO that was going to be in, feet under the desk, there's a lot of work to do up there. How disruptive is it for them right now?
Well, it's not great, because you're right, they've got a hell of a lot of work to do. They won the spoon last year, the first spoon in their history, and, without a CEO, they'll obviously have someone acting in an interim capacity, but it's not the actual CEO, and I think it makes life really difficult for them. We've got a new coach. They're trying to rebuild that club, and they're doing it without a CEO at the moment. They might have to do it without a CEO for quite some time. So I think it's a really difficult situation for the Broncos.
Hey, Brett, just one final question. It was probably 2 weeks ago now, we thought that we were actually going to get word from Melbourne Storm about Craig Bellamy and an announcement, and that's been delayed. It's been delayed further. What do you think has caused these? Is it the court case that's actually caused the delays, or do you think there's been another offer that's come from left field that Melbourne Storm didn't anticipate at the time? What do you think it is?
I breathed a sigh of relief. I thought you were going to ask me about Cam Smith and what he was doing.
No one knows that.
No. Look, I think with Craig, I think he's just taking his time to make a decision. He's got some family things that are going on in the background. I think that's delaying things, but I think Craig's just taking his time. I would expect a decision on Craig soon. Obviously, I would have thought he'd want to get it done before the season starts, and it starts in what, a week and a half, or actually a week Thursday. So,
what do you think it'll be, Brent?
Reasonably soon. I think he'll stay in Melbourne. Yep. I think he'll take up that 1 year deal and coach for another year down there. That would be what I'm thinking at the moment, but you never know with Craig.
Hey, I really appreciate you jumping on at short notice. We're interested in the story and you're right across it. So thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, guys.
He's from The Australian. You can read his reporting in The Australian. It's great. Open season at Kiwi with match-winning deals and Australia's best 7-year warranty across the range.